talking with Mary Kay Thatcher, American Farm Bureau, in our nation's capital here, and we're just past the 100-day mile marker for Donald Trump as president. Your overall thoughts about his presidency and how, you know, it impacts agriculture?
Well, I think most of our farmers, the first thing they would say is he really is doing what he said he would do on regulatory reform. The fact that he got in there early and said, I'm not going to implement Waters of the U.S. is important. You know, we're obviously very pleased that it appeared he was going to pull out of NAFTA last week. I think Secretary Perdue had something to do with convincing him that, you know, renegotiation would be a better option. So far, I would say most of our farmers are relatively pleased. I think we have a couple big humps. We gotta get started on some bilateral trade negotiations, and we certainly have to get started on immigration reform.
Obviously, the regulations, that is a major concern for a lot of your producers, a lot of Farm Bureau members, and clearly he wants to have fewer regulations by the time his first term is over.
Yeah, now, I personally feel a lot more positive about this new task force that he's going to set up that will have Secretary Perdue as the head of it to look at what's affecting ag amongst the whole range of agencies than just his overall pitch at the beginning about for every new one, you got to take two away. You know, not every reg is bad. So I think this will be much more defined. Again, you know, we're very pleased about Secretary Perdue and think he's going to do a great job and are just really happy that he's been put in charge of something like that.
I guess, as you mentioned, he actually had the chance to have that dialogue regarding North American Free Trade Agreement.
He did. He was called over the White House and said, you know, what do you think? I think made a great pitch. I mean, certainly he is a very pro-trade guy. He understands that. He heard lots of pro-trade verbiage when he was visiting all those senators before Senate confirmation. So I think he knows what the country's saying from all the visits he's made.
And he understands politics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, by every condition, he seems to be an incredibly hard worker. So he'll be good for us.
Let's talk about a couple of these other issues. You mentioned trade as far as, you know, getting beyond just NAFTA. We of course, we're no longer a part of the TPP. How do we, you know, still reap some of the things that were in it successfully?
Well, I think we have to pick some countries that were part of TPP and see which ones benefit us the most and then try to establish a bilateral or two. Now, you know, most people, I believe, would tell you Japan is the one to go to. I don't know. They kind of give us the signal they're not sure they want to be the first one up. So maybe we have to rethink that. And I think when we get USTR Lighthizer there and then we have the secretary, that'll be a good time to rally the administration and all the ag groups together. And so we're all, you know, pulling on the wagon in the same direction. But if the president wants bilaterals, you know, we would have preferred TPP and TTIP and those kinds of things. But we've lost that fight for now, so let's go find the best bilaterals.
When it comes to China, of course, a big, you know, topic of conversation here recently with the Chinese president in town, signaling that he's willing to open to U.S. beef. That's a good first step.
It is a first step. And, you know, gosh, we couldn't be happier about having Governor Branstad from Iowa be the ambassador there. And I think his confirmation hearings are this week. But he's known the Chinese government high-ranking officials for a long time. He certainly, after 16 years of being a governor in Iowa, he certainly knows about agriculture and the importance. So we feel like we're going to be really well represented there.
2018 Farm Bill. Your early thoughts. You know, we're just starting to get the hearings going. There'll be field hearings. There'll be, you know, Chairman Conaway's been, you know, really talking strong about, you know, we'll get all this stuff done into this year. Be ready to write a bill in early 18.
Well, if we didn't think we were going to have a bloody battle at the Farm Bill, you only had to look at over the weekend negotiations between the House and the Senate and cotton and dairy, and, you know, we got nowhere on it. It's going to be a tough Farm Bill. And that negotiation really affected far more than just cotton and dairy because it would have been more baseline and therefore less funding that we have to go take out of some other commodity or crop insurance or conservation or whatever it is. So it's going to be tough, but we still have way too many farmers saying, well, it's not till September of 18. It's too early. And it is not too early. You know, there's pen going to paper all the time on this, and we need to be early on and very active in what we want in the next Farm Bill.
Clearly, you're making reference to the reconciliation, in other words, the budget extension to, what, October 1 of this year.
Right. So there was the omnibus bill to keep the government open, and we thought we were going to be able to get some help for both cotton and dairy, and unfortunately, after a very long couple of weeks, that fell through.
Looking ahead, in other words, what are the priorities in your mind for Farm Bureau in this 18 Farm Bill discussion?
Well, we would like to see crop insurance kept as it is, if not expanded. I mean, and I don't know that we're looking for any more funding for crop insurance, but, you know, most of our producers would still say it's the most important risk management policy we have. We'd like to see a few tweaks probably to ARC and PLC, not sure exactly what those are. I mean, I don't really anticipate any big new idea like ARC in this farm bill. I don't think we're going to have the funds to be able to do it. We need to make sure, you know, that dairy is okay. We need to figure out what are we doing about cotton. Is there a way to get it back into Title I without a WTO criticism on it? And I think we have to fight off a lot of the more environmental groups that want to increase compliance in order to get farm program benefits or crop insurance benefits.